You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, Chels.
Hey, Stacey.
Guess what?
What?
It's my anniversary.
Of what?
My gym membership.
Yes. She be up in the gym.
Just working on your fitness. She's my witness.
Mm-hmm. Play that track, Jess. Welcome to Reasons Why I'm Single. Hey, Stacey.
Hey, Chelsea.
What's going on? How did you get any Black Friday deals?
Oh my goodness. So I'm a genius.
Tell me.
You already know. So my other friend, don't get jealous, named Chelsea. Our tradition is that we go to the mall on
Black
Friday.
Chelsea, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, other Chelsea. So, let me not call you other. Let me just call you Chelsea. So.
I didn't do that, by the way.
Well, I got angry last week at you. I'm just like, oh, your other friend that's waiting? Oh, because first I heard of them. But anyways, we usually go to the mall in the afternoon, like 1 or 2 p.m., because then it's just a ghost town because everything's been torn apart, but everyone's asleep. So I was just like, well, has anyone ever done Great Lakes Crossing? And I was like, no, we haven't. I'm like, do you think it would be pretty empty? So I was like, well, you know, there's still a decent amount of traffic there, but definitely not as crazy when you go in the afternoon. Perfect, let's go. Worst decision ever.
I worked there.
Were you terrified?
I could tell you.
It took 40 minutes to find a parking spot.
I believe that.
And then once you go to the stores, there's like a minimum 30-minute wait just to get inside the store. And I was just like, ain't nobody
Because
got
they
time.
Have fire. Did you see what happened in that one Nike store?
No.
Did people die?
No. Did people die? No. It's not even that bad. No, literally, these poor people who work there.
I saw that picture.
They literally pulled every shoe off the floor.
Stupid.
And then boxes, everything. People are just stepping on it.
All right, listen.
Everywhere.
As somebody who used to work at Finish Line and in retail for like 6 years.
What up, retail?
Hey.
So I will not shop on Black Friday.
No.
I won't. I had to put up with it. I'm like, I know who I am as a shopper.
Exactly.
And I prefer no contact with people.
No.
And I need to shop on Cyber Monday online with no contact.
No, you know what I did after I enjoyed my delicious turkey? And well, I didn't.
You didn't enjoy turkey.
You're
vegan.
I enjoyed my delicious corn.
You're furky.
And my green beans. And my grandma made vegan rolls and they were really good.
Aww.
I enjoyed it. Actually, I had a ton of food. It was really, really good.
That's awesome.
But after that, I decided I was going to just sit and shop on my phone for a little bit. And I was like, and I got great deals, like crazy good deals.
Ooh, you know what I did buy?
What?
I bought a gym bag.
Do you know what I want? I wanted to buy a Fitbit, but like the deal wasn't even that great. That I was like,
there are better watches. There are way better
watches. Right. Like, and I think, Well,
actually, Tyler has
a Fitbit.
I have one of those fancy ones that counts your reps and vibrates on your wrist.
And tells you to move.
You don't tell me what to do. I'm grown.
Just kidding. I need to walk.
You're
right, watch. You are right.
You were right.
You don't
watch.
Know me.
All right. Well, before we get going, I know you're hearing other voices out there in podcast land. We need to throw out some sponsor love.
Hey, sponsor love.
Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial, where they connect your life and finances for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen the communities where they live and work. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596.
Thank you, Thrivent.
Thank you, Thrivent. We love you.
Yay.
Yes.
They've been, like, supporting you guys since day one.
Day one. And they supported, my dad had a fundraiser, and they supported my dad's fundraiser.
They were all throughout the bowling alley. They were amazing.
It was really, really cool.
Nicest group of people.
It was very overwhelming emotionally.
Oh, okay. It's so emotional, baby. Every time I think of you. Gotta go for it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love that.
So, Chels.
Hey.
Guess what time it is?
It's time for the fake name letter of the day.
So, the fake name letter of the day is what we use to
save the shade.
So, instead of using people's real names, we use the fake name letter of the day. So, that way, we are able to not hurt people who actually made these stories happen to us.
There's literally one paper left
in this bowl. It's
true.
We went through all the letters. And, oh my goodness. So, we can make a little contest out of it. So, because... were amazing. And when we first put all of the letters in the bowl, all the pieces of paper, I accidentally did one letter twice.
That is true.
So if someone is able, we'll ask on our Facebook page if you're able to tell us.
Which you can look up our Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/reasonswhyimsingle.
And then if you are the first person to guess what letter that we used twice, maybe we'll do a little something special for you.
I totally know this answer, but since I'm in the studio, yeah, I feel like I'm not allowed to participate.
So, since we only have one option left,
let me tell you.
Chels, what is the option for the fake name letter of the day?
It's a double.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
The fake name letter of the day is Q. And you.
Oh.
Although I feel like I have to say, spoiler alert, we've already done Q.
Did we?
Yeah.
Is that my phone?
Yes, that's somebody's phone.
Oh my gosh, it is my phone. It's the other Chelsea.
Oh my God. You're cheating on me in the
life. I love you and I'm recording right now. Can I call you back?
Hey, okay, you totally scrabbled this.
Everyone say hi.
Just the Q-U is
everyone
second.
Say hi, Chelsea.
Hey.
Hi,
Chelsea. Thanks for coming on our show.
Okay, okay, I love you, and I'll call you back later.
If you post on our Facebook, the answer is not Q, even though I just said Q. I'm pretty sure, like, our third episode, we did Q.
Mm-hmm. Q you. Get it? It's Q and it's you.
That was cute.
And
almost.
I'm cueing you.
Yeah.
Like, cute.
Hey, Stace, who's in the studio with us?
Oh, my goodness. We have not one.
Not one.
But two.
That's good, because I heard two voices.
So they're in your head, too?
Yeah.
Are they actual people?
So we have
the beautiful, wonderful, dear friend, makes my heart smile every time I see her and don't see her, because she just keeps the love going in my heart at all times. Angelique.
Woo!
And then...
See, mine just sounds like an angry scream. Yours at least sounded like mass applause.
Oh. Did you catch the flu? Sorry.
There
was a fruit fly in here.
I was really close. I hit it too gently. It was a love tap.
And then also accompanying Angelique is the masculine, the
Ooh.
Handsome,
Ooh.
The buff,
Ooh.
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey. How are you, ladies?
We're doing well.
Oh, you know.
Oh, my gosh. We're okay. You know. We're just out here. It's totally fine. But,
Chels. Yes.
Can you give me some examples of some names that start with either Q
or I forgot about
or
that.
You? I said I was cueing you.
Right? Oh, yeah.
That's what you meant.
How about you sell?
Ooh.
And, oh, my gosh. Quibbler? Quibbler.
Does she quiver?
And Quan Main.
Yeah.
I don't think any of those are real. Pretty sure I just made up all
the
of those.
The only Q name I know is Quentin, which is his name.
Yes.
E to the
Quagmire.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, see, they came prepared. Yes.
Okay.
So,
go for it, Stace. Tell
so, Tyler, Angelique, may we ask you, is any of you currently single?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know that Facebook status says single.
Hey!
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to our club.
We meet once a week.
7 p.m. in Royal Oak, mostly.
No, that's where we are.
Oh, okay.
Not just mostly.
We're here. We're really here. So, Tyler, what's your status?
Are you in a relationship or a situation?
Recently single.
Recently? Oh, was it a... Are you sad?
You can
Steve,
lie and
we can
it.
Get deep. But...
I mean, are you sad? Do you need us to cheer you up? I'm funny. She's super funny.
And
I'm funny
she's too. Hilarious.
And I have a great personality.
Look at it.
Debatable.
Oh, rude.
That's what friends are for.
It is.
That's what friends
gotta keep each other in check.
That's fair.
So, bad times. Sorry.
No, you're not.
It's not even a good song.
I know, right? We're just going to cry for the rest of the episode.
It's like obscure song references so far.
That's fine.
It's true. It's the truth.
That's fine.
So, do either of you two... Wait. We got
to
do an icebreaker.
We need to play a game.
Oh,
yeah.
We need to play two truths and a lie. So, who wants to play two truths and a lie?
I am in. I've been working on this all week.
I'm 4 for 15, I think, is what I'm at.
Really?
I feel like I'm 4.
Wait, no, we're on episode what? 24.
We haven't done it every episode, though, because we've had repeat people.
Oh, that's right.
Lately, we've had a bunch of repeat people.
Yeah.
And then when we had the guys, the girls from the Oxygen show, we didn't do it.
Oh, did you see the last episode?
No, I have to.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, I really hope you guys are watching that show because it's good. It's so dramatic.
Right.
I love it.
The Detroit Players did their thing.
They're doing Yes.
So, two truths and a lie. Hit us with it, Angelique.
Okay. So, I really wanted to stump Chelsea. So, this really.
It's not even hard.
They're super, they're super boring, but they all sound super real.
Oh, no.
Okay. Truth number one. I'm going to call them all truths because
I like it. Just go for it. She's starting it like that.
I have 11 nieces and nephews.
Ouch.
Okay. Truth number two.
They're all from the same uterus. Oh, uterus.
Okay. Truth number two. I am one of 6 children.
Well, that would make sense for 11 nieces and...
Now you can say ouch.
Yeah, ouch. Ouch.
And truth number three, I have a German shepherd named Khaleesi.
Ooh.
Well, I know this answer. This one's easy, but I'll let you
know. Well, you see that because you know her.
Well, she's my best friend.
Well, if she's your best friend and you didn't know this, then we would expect walking outside for a moment and having a talk.
That's what happened with Jared when he did his the first time. I was just like, wait a minute. I was like, no, I know.
It's like, how dare you?
And even if I didn't know, I would have been like, yeah, I totally knew it.
They all sound really true. Dang
that
it.
Was the point. That was the point.
I'm going to say...
it's a toughie.
No, I hate this game.
I loved you.
It does not love me.
I'm torn between two of them, to be quite honest. I'm torn between number one and number three.
No, see, I feel like Khaleesi is the Lord of the Rings. Oops, the Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And that's super popular. Totally believe it. Mm. And German Shepherds are coming back as a breed. Like, I've seen like 3 of my friends on Facebook have German Shepherds. So
what do you mean they're coming back?
Like, you know, because they were big in the 80s, and then they were the violent dog in the 80s. And
what?
Then, yeah, oh, yeah.
They're police dogs.
Yeah, I know, right?
But and they're trained police dogs. Right. That's different.
And then it went from that to Rottweilers, and then now it's the pit bulls. Like, mm-hmm. that, you know, the violent dog of the decade.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, pit bull. I'll be here all week.
Mr. Worldwide. He was on Dancing with the Stars, and he's like, and he like, they just want his comments, and he's like, I thought it was really good, so I gave you an 8. that's not how the show goes. Well, I gave you an 8 anyway.
I would play his song wherever, like, I walk into a room. Bum 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 bum. Good morning.
Stacey's here.
I'm going to check my emails now. I'm sorry. So I'm torn between 1 and 3. I'm gonna go with the German Shepherd is the lie.
I see, and I'm gonna go with.
It's a numbers game.
I know, right? It's totally, because I'm like, okay, if there's 5 other people, then that's reasonable for some of them to have, you know, multiples, then it's not scary multiples.
What was it? 6 and 11?
6 and 11.
Yeah.
Ooh. See? It could be 5. It could be 12. Who knows?
You know what? Semantics, people. I'm going to go with, I feel like you shouldn't lie about children.
Okay.
And those poor little babies, you know, so I don't know. I feel like you have more than 6 siblings or less. I don't know. It's a lie. I don't know. I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm always wrong.
So I do have 11 nieces and nephews and 9 nieces, 2 nephews.
Wow.
Nice.
I am one of 6, except 2 of my little brothers are, one is 5 and 1 is 7. So they're real little. And my dog is a Siberian Husky.
Semantics.
Yeah, see, it's the little ones.
Brought to you by Semantics.
This is called I Just Want to Make Chelsea Feel Bad. No. We're no longer going to call it first. We're not going to call it Two Truths and a Lie. We're going to call it Chelsea Cries in the Corner.
Chelsea Cries in the Corner. But see, this makes every victory, every time you get it right, it's a win. Right? Yeah. Every time.
Oh, like, no. Yes. Because now I'm like 4 for 16. So.
Even 20.
25%.
Hey!
See, engineer here can do the math.
Semantics and mathematics. We've got it all.
Languages. He's an engineer and he's single.
Oh, my God. Oh, ladies. My God. Ladies. Whoever the last one was, you messed it up. So.
girl.
All right. So, does anybody have a lovely, terrible dating story they'd love to share? or hate to share. But just remember, we use the fake names.
The fake name letter of the day.
Yes.
Remember Quagmire.
Okay.
That's
so
a solid one.
I've got one, and it was like the time, I call this the time I was kind of catfished.
Oh,
oh no.
So
let's be real, you listen to the show, you know it happens to me a lot.
Wait, did my check this out? Go. Okay.
So
I can't believe that.
So Tyler and I are in brother and sister fraternity sororities.
Nice.
And we have a lot of mutual friends because of that. And so our network is really, really big, especially on social media, Facebook and Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I went to New York because at the time one of my best friends was living there and it was Memorial Day weekend.
Nice.
This was several years ago. And I had begun talking to this guy. We'll call him, I really like this stupid name, Quintavious.
I actually knew a Quintavious. I'm not even joking.
You made this list, didn't you?
Well, Chelsea could know a Quintavious.
Yeah? Does that seem legit?
Too legit to quit.
Hi. So Quintavious and I had posted that, oh, hey, I'm going to be in the city, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
And he lived in New Jersey. But he said, oh, okay, well, we'll be around because there was a dual group event happening that weekend. And I was like, okay, cool. And we kept chit-chatting, and then he's like, oh, well, here's my phone number. Text me, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. So I texted him, and we started talking and chit-chatting. Mm-hmm. And then that weekend came, and that weekend went, and he never showed up. But he texted the whole time, was like, I'm so sorry. I got stuck in an event for work. I got this and that, right? So this goes on. We have a lovely text phone relationship, situationship.
So you actually spoke to him?
Yes,
okay.
On the phone.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Spoke to him on the phone. We were texting back and forth, and but the weird thing was, and this should have been red flag number one, Quintavious would only call me when he was like in the car or driving on his way to work, or, you know, like, oh, I'm just driving back from this store,
yeah,
or whatever.
Just hiding something.
Right. And I, you know, I was young and I was naive and I was like, oh, okay, you know, he's busy, he's grown,
right?
He's got a job.
He's got a job. Yep, all of us.
Right.
So, in the car, girl.
He gets a tax return, guys.
Yeah. Winner.
So then he convinces me, he's like, I really want to hang out with you and I really want to see you. And since you want to come back to the city, why don't we, we'll make a weekend out of it, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
And thankfully, I get like killer discounts because of what I do for work.
That's awesome.
Right? So I went and I was like, okay, cool. I bought a ticket to go fly to Jersey.
Nice.
To see Quintavious.
Yes.
And
it's so stupid.
That night at 10 o'clock Arizona time, because I'm from Arizona, so which means it was like,
three or two.
It was like 1 in the morning, Jersey time. And I was like, what is this? Because he never called me like randomly, right?
Okay.
Which is red flag.
Right.
And I answer the phone. I'm like, hey, what's up? And it's a woman's voice.
No.
And I was like, I hung up right away because I'm a chicken.
I get that.
And they called again. So like,
also, that is not your fight to have.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Right.
Like,
so I figured this out.
Talk to your man.
Wait for the story. It gets better.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Look at me.
So then she calls again.
What's her name? Let's just go for that.
I want to call her Ursula.
I was about to think the same thing.
Poor, unfortunate souls.
Poor girl, though. Anyway, So homegirl calls me back.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? I'm bigger than this. I'm just going to answer and I'm going to talk. And so I talked. I was like, hello. She goes, hi, is this Angelique? And she pronounced my name right. So like automatically, I was like, okay, I already like this person.
Accidental bump. Sorry.
And you win.
I was very into the story. I put my hand down on the bell.
So she's like, hi, so I don't know if you know who I am, blah, blah, proceeds to tell me that she is Quintavious's girlfriend. They've been living together for the past year and a half. Okay. And she goes,
Quintavious. Sorry, yeah. We were in it.
It's okay.
We were offended.
No. And she's like, did you just buy a plane ticket out here to come see him? And I was like,
dang.
Yes, I did today. And she goes, well, I need you to know what's going on because, you know, we were on a break, which is a total Friends moment. Like, we were on a break, he just came back from some city somewhere.
Right.
And she's like, and, you know, I just want you to know. And she was being petty at this point. She's like, I just want you to know that, like, we just had sex, like, an hour ago. And I was like, okay, first off, I don't need to know that. Secondly, like, I'm sorry. We've been talking for 5 months at this point.
Right.
This I was like, this is not new, you know? It was like, where did you come from? And so then she stays with me on the phone because after she hears 5 months, she's like, oh, my God. She stays on the phone. Homeboy is passed out. Quintavious is passed out drunk on the bed, and she's on his phone. She starts going through his stuff. She finds a picture of him from this bag he just bought back from this weekend of work, quote unquote.
Oh, no.
She finds this bag full of stuff, and in it, one of them is like a picture, like an actual developed photo of him and another girl.
Not you.
Not me. She goes, he was just in Chicago this last weekend, or whatever the city was, and
he's cheating on us!
Yes! It gets better. It gets better.
There's more?
There's more. So I stay with her on the phone, and she's like, well, he has this app that locks his, like, I guess it's called the player app or something. And it locks up certain text messages. And she goes, but you weren't in there. You were just the last text message he had. And I was like, so I felt special.
He didn't, like, lock you up in a player. Like.
Right. And she goes, but I know the password. And I'm on the phone. And I'm like, I was like, okay. She goes, all right. And she looks, and I'm on the phone with her while she starts going through his phone. Homeboy was with, quote unquote, and talking to at least 5 other women. Had just seen one in the last city he was at. 2 cities before that, like a month before, he was with another one. He was expecting me that weekend.
Dang.
And he was still living with this girl.
He had an agenda.
This is seriously
crazy.
But I have this moment in my head where I'm like, that man has some serious organizational skills.
Right?
Because
how week by there? Week.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to be with Becky.
So I stay on the phone with her for the next...
No, not Becky.
Not Becky. I was Becky with the good hair.
I was going to say, her hair wasn't that good.
No, it was like...
Angela's hair was way better.
No, yeah,
I totally stayed on the phone with her while she had a meltdown, proceeded to grab all the stuff that she bought for him and throw it in her car. You could hear the car doors dinging in the back. She took everything she owned, and then she proceeded to call every female in his phone and tell him or tell them what he was doing to them.
You know what? I don't even blame her.
But thankfully, since I just bought the ticket that day, I got it fully refunded.
Yes! Jesus, when we do it, you better give her a refund.
Preach.
Give her back what the cankerworm hath eaten. Yes.
Yeah, and then he calls me the next day and was like, I can't believe that this happened. And I was like, look, dude, think it's time.
You're literally
to hang up the jersey. You got caught, bro.
At that point, you're just like, you're literally like running next to a gunpowder line trying to beat it. Like no, it's on fire, man. Eventually, you're going to run out.
Quintavious messed up.
I was really proud of myself for, like, I was emotionally supporting her because on a real woman found out the man you were living with has been seeing other women.
Has been seeing everyone.
Everybody.
Dang.
Everybody. Yeah.
Like, everyone.
Dang. So, I still haven't been to New Jersey.
I've been there. It's okay.
I've been to New York City. I think
New
that's
York
all
City
I need.
Is way, way.
Hoboken is very nice. I know some nice ladies
that,
there.
That
wonderful.
Is the time I got sort of catfished.
Whoa.
No, seriously, he needs to be like in an office, just working like with teams and being like, all right, we've got like 7 teams in this office and they all need to get stuff done.
Who's the date
but
for this week?
None of them need to talk to each other and you're the person that handles that. Go. And he'd be like, oh, I got it. But it's terrible.
No, absolutely.
Now,
true.
And
I'm
also,
an admin and I'm just like, what?
I totally get the vindictive girl moment because that sucks. Like, I dated a guy for a year in college.
What was his name?
His name was Omer.
Umer.
Umer?
Because it's a U.
Oh, yeah. Umer. Well, you know, Omer, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Umer. Sure.
There's an L there.
It looks like Elmer with a U.
But a U. So like Elmer.
That's what a lot of people
do say
with
the
names.
Back of your throat.
He's Elmer.
How do you regurgitate somebody's name? Elmer.
His mom was pissed. She was just like, oh, I'm tired of giving birth. I've been in labor for 25
hours. What's his name?
Elmer. Elmer Quintavious Jones.
It's the worst name ever.
UQJ.
Man. So no, but I dated a guy for a year, and I decided not to give it up, and then he decided that he was going to go get it everywhere. And then his best friend came to me and told me about it, and like had video proof from these girls admitting it to him. Like, oh,
wait,
yeah.
Like he interviewed them. Like, this is
literally,
for the real world.
Literally.
This is your audition.
CSI style.
So then he was like, I just remember like my whole world was crashing down because I remember really, really, I was very much in like, oh, we're getting married at some point. That whole thing.
Where are we all?
Yeah. Right.
All?
Right.
Girl.
At that point, it happens. Oh, and so I'm like, whole world is circling. And then I like all of a sudden I just hear him and he's like, Chelsea, if only you had met me first. And then it was like,
you weren't even them.
It's like the main
like,
boo
literal,
or
yeah,
they have rankings in pimp world.
So I'm just like, so now I'm devastated and my heart is just shattered. But now I have to like spare this guy's feelings, which I don't even feel like doing.
Yeah.
But so then I got all mad because the last chick that he cheated on me with, he started dating. He stayed home one weekend in the dorm, and I called him up and I was like, oh yeah, you've got some stuff like up in the dorm, whatever. So then we're making out. I'm so
you
sorry,
totally
Dad.
Had the, like the girls out,
so,
and you're like, I know what I'm
oh,
doing.
Yeah, no,
you
so
have stuff
we
over here.
We were there for like 2 seconds. He starts making out.
No, you can't just say he starts making out.
Yeah,
it makes
oh, no,
it sound
was,
like he's licking your face. Like,
no, okay, so we're
like
making
a Siberian
out
husky.
He is chilling. So he's watching TV. I excuse myself to go to the bathroom, quote unquote. Uh-huh. I go to the bathroom. I call his best friend. He gives me his girlfriend's phone number. I call his girlfriend, and I was like, just so you know, he's in my bed right now.
Oh, savage.
And then she was like, what do you think I should do? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe think.
This girl asked me the same question. I was like, what do you mean? What should you do? He's dating five other women.
You should leave.
But it's been a year and a half. I was like, girl, save the rest of your life.
Like, I am saving you lawyers right now. Like,
thank you.
No. You know how expensive lawyers are.
Just saying.
But no, so I feel her on the vindictive. Like, I also saw a funny note on one of those random Facebook things once, and it was like, "Hey, your Xbox is where we first kissed, and your clothes are where you first told me you love me." And
then
she was like, "I didn't hurt anything, but I can't guarantee they're all going to be there by the time you get there." I was
I just sent Stacey a meme.
I was just going to say it.
I just sent Stacey a meme. What did it say?
Jesus did not die for you to be a side chick. Yes.
High five.
Reaching.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Gosh.
Tyler, do you have a dating story or are you just here for commentary?
I think I can't top Angelique's.
Oh, yeah?
I don't really do dating.
No, that's real.
Fine.
I can't think of any stories.
I have one. No big deal. If you think of one, though, because mine's not terribly long, you can always pop in.
We're like convicted serial monogamous.
That's true.
Was the one time I tried casually dating, and it still ended up in a 5-month long saga of catfish. Like, this is how bad I am at dating.
I did do Tinder a long time ago.
It can't have been that long ago. Tinder was invented like 2 years ago.
It was after I dated the Asian girl.
It's a numbers game, really.
It was after I dated the Asian girl.
This was at the very beginning of Tinder then.
Yeah.
I think it was about, what was
how
it?
Progressive.
2013? Was it?
Yeah.
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 So I broke up with her.
Did we just act like that's a really long time ago?
It is a long time ago.
Man.
3 years?
That is not that long ago.
I don't know.
We've all hit our 30s.
I was just about to say, like, we're in our 20s, even you.
I'll be 30 in 2 months.
It's
scary out there, isn't
it? It's awkward. I just can't do, like Angelique said, I'm a serial monogamist. Most people I've been with have been friends or just somebody I've met.
I enjoy the the relationships dating that come just, from friends.
You don't know if she's being real or a serial killer or whatever.
It's real.
You don't want to play games, and then you tell them you don't want to play games, and then they play games more.
I just don't like games. I'm too grown.
They think that by they think that by you saying you don't want to play games, that you actually do want
to. I just don't
and they're
like the
I'm Monopoly. I will do this forever.
I think we've all seen the movie Wedding Crashers. Yeah, there's a scene where Vince Vaughn talks about dating, and he's just like, I just want to do it. You're sitting there awkwardly. You're like, am I talking too much? Is she not talking enough? She's interested. I'm interested. I'm not really that interested, but she's kind of interested. And then, like, the end of the date, do I just go in and kiss her? Or do I give her that awkward hug? Or do, like, you know, we get a little drunk enough to play Ouch, Ouch, You're On My Hair? Like, how do I, you know what I mean? And that's how I feel dating is. I've always felt like that.
I'm going to find a clip of that and post it on our Facebook.
Fantastic. That's how I feel.
I just feel so out of my element. Like, me personally, like, once I know someone, I open up.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
Well, Angelique knows, like, I'm a very
It's a never-ending job interview. And I'm with you. Like, you want people to get to know you. And I am you either like me right away or you don't like me.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And so I'm like, I feel like I almost need somebody to be my friend so that they can be like, okay, she's not actually crazy. She's just like a little.
Expressive.
She's just a little excited. But now that I've seen her when she's not trying to prove that she's funny. Which, by the way, does not work for first dates. Ever.
Okay, wait. But the way you describe yourself, I imagine a tiny little fluffy Pomeranian that's super cute like, and super high active. Like, hi, love me. I'm so cute.
I'm going to call you Pom.
Do you want to watch me jump? Look at me jump.
Look what I can do. That's Chelsea.
Well, while if you feel like the need, if something pops up in your mind, feel free to add in. I had a date this week.
What?
I did.
What was his name?
His name was Quiggly.
Quiggly.
Like the Piggly Wiggly?
Did you guys meet at the Piggly Wiggly?
I mean, that would be awesome. Not gonna lie.
I met Quiggly at the Piggly Wiggly. Piggly Wiggly.
He bought me spare ribs.
You gotta go and with Iggly something.
Yeah.
It got jiggly.
Yes.
Quiggly. Like, Quiggly at the Piggly Wiggly.
Quiggly. I met him online. No big thing. I had a good second date with what are we calling him? I don't know.
What was his name? What was his letter that? Can we
guess? He's not that important.
Let's call him.
I'm just kidding.
Ugo.
Just kidding.
Is it Ugo or Ugo?
I think it's Ugo.
Ugo.
Ugo. I didn't say that. I don't even know what he looks
no,
like.
No, we gotta say that. We'll save that one for first impressions. That one's super mean. How about Ulfred?
Ooh.
Terrible. Okay. I feel like I did go on two dates with Ulfred. We are going on another date tonight.
What?
And I already had a date this week with somebody else.
I mean, it's not official.
You know what, though? We're just dating. It's not even anything, right?
I don't know how this works, but okay, yeah.
No, I don't know how this works either. As soon as I accepted the date, I immediately in my head was like, that was a little slutty, I think. But then I'm like, no, that wasn't a little slutty.
You're
think
just
it's fine.
Dating.
Get it how you live.
Dad, I don't live like that.
Daddy, I'm still your good girl. I promise.
My dad's going to listen to this and be like, Chelsea, Ann.
See, my parents don't listen to this. So.
Oh, no. Both of
my parents know
my
what
parents
podcasts
listen,
are.
And when I know that they're listening, they will literally respond with corrections while they're listening. So I get random text messages that'll be like, that was weird. What was weird?
Thanks, Dad.
And then I'm like, can you at least like attach the episode or the time or something so I can go back and listen?
I thought you liked my hair color.
Tell my mom, these are your genetics.
You grew me. So I am going on a date with, what did we say? Ugo? Ulfred.
You were saving Ugo for later.
Ugo for first impressions.
Wait, you're dating a third person? No, Swain. Get
you
it.
You stuff it. So, can't Quiggly, stop.
Hey.
We met on Bumble. And we decide, okay, so he was like, don't worry about it, I'm going to plan everything. And I'm like, okay, he asked if he wanted to pick me up. And I was like, no, I'll go. I don't want you to know where I live. At that point, I'll just hide on a neighbor's porch and you can like pick me up.
Pick me up at the street corner.
At someone else's house.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, right?
It's always open.
So I'm like, no, we'll meet wherever. So we go get a drink. And we're having a drink. And it's okay. It's
Beige. Beige.
Yeah,
it's a beige shape.
It's a beige shape.
I adore that term,
everything's
by the way.
Going,
that
like, phrase. Everything's going, oh, okay.
Shout out to Dave.
But
yeah.
He brings up that he like really likes going to the movies. Well, I enjoy going to the movies. I've been busy lately, and I don't even know what movies are out. But he's like, oh, there's this great movie. It looks awesome. It's about aliens and like and that chick's in it. And I'm like, okay sure.
That chick's specifics.
Like,
I like it.
And then he's like, we should go to the movies. And I'm thinking, like, by the way, when we finally were like, at this point, it's like 9:30.
You're like, I'm not getting out of this date until 1 in the morning.
I'm looking around for like, I need someone to be, like, if I am a karaoke host, and so those nights I am usually like home and in bed by like 3 in the morning, and I get it.
But
that
the
is
other
not
days,
the normal
9
for me.
PM.
The other days, it's like 10 o'clock, and I'm like, I should probably start getting ready to go to sleep.
Right? Because what time do both of us get
up? My alarm goes off at 4:30.
Same.
Like, yep, ditto.
So I just keep thinking like, what? And then I'm like, well, I mean, he goes, or we could just have another drink. And I'm thinking, if I have another drink, I'm going to have to keep talking to him. And it wasn't going well. And I'm just...
Because he was beige.
Yeah. So, and
or
it wasn't
puce.
Like the... Yeah, it wasn't even... Oh, nice. It wasn't like Quigley was this like terribly awful date, right? But it was just weird. So I'm like, no, you know what? Let's go to the movies. So we go to the movies. All the movie theaters have that, you know, reclining seating now.
Ooh.
So we
do you fall asleep?
Oh, well, God, that's what I'm saying. Asleep. I'm like, I have booze in me. It's a dark, comfy chair. Everything I can do to not fall asleep is I'm sitting there going, like, eyes peeled on the screen. So we ended up seeing the alien movie he was talking about is called Arrival, and Amy Adams is in it.
Oh, yeah, I heard good things about that.
I,
no, there's another
it
one
hooked
that
me,
in.
Like, hooked me. Ooh. I was sitting there like, oh, and then?
And then,
like,
and then, and then, and then, and then, and then.
So I am, like, in it. 45 minutes, like, and we're kind of doing the, like, funny, witty, like, commentary, but it's very quiet to, you know, there's,
thank
like, eight
you.
Other people in the movie. It was actually pretty okay. Like, he won himself. Yeah, I was like, you do like movies. Okay. But he turned off his phone, like, completely off, and I was like, oh, good person. And
that's fair.
Oh, I was like, he blocked you? But, no, you meant in the
like,
theater.
In the theater. Like, oh, so it wasn't even,
so
like,
defensive.
Buzzing.
You're already on the post.
Although Stacey did text me while I was on the date.
I did?
You did. And it buzzed.
I didn't know she was on the date.
And it buzzed in my pocket, and I was like, oh, bad person. No. So.
Sound like Jim Gaffigan when he does like his side comments.
Bad person. So like 45 minutes into this movie, which I actually am really enjoying, I turn to make a witty comment and he is out.
Oh.
And I'm just like, somebody wanted to go see a freaking movie. And then I'm like, I could be in bed right now. But then I'm like, but I want to watch the movie.
Who paid?
He paid.
Good job.
Yes.
I'm mad.
So
I'm okay with that.
So I was like, okay, he can sleep. That's fine. So
I get all the popcorn.
So I'm just sitting there watching the movie.
Sharing.
He's sleeping. And he, like 25 minutes later, ish, half hour later, he starts snoring so loud.
Oh no!
To the
like
point where
broken
oh,
nose
no, like,
snoring. Oh, like,
it hurt so hard to do.
That's
so
hurt.
Good at that.
Right? Good job.
That's how my dad sounds.
Yeah, like,
he's like awful. That's what, I'm a heavy sleeper.
If
I think,
if I drink,
that.
I tend to snore.
It's
so
survival.
That's me.
Evolution.
Yeah. If I snore,
you do a little bit. But it's
I'm
like,
sure
like,
I do
you'd snore,
Stacey.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't like.
But the only
time
sure
to bed.
Jesus, Stacey. Jesus.
Shut up. In the boudoir.
So. No, so like he starts snoring. There goes a couple like down a little bit, and they're laughing. Everybody's laughing, very good natured. It's, you know, it's like 1:15 or something, like or not 1:15. It's like 11:15. Yeah. So I'm like wow, longest movie ever. No, so I'm like, I don't know him, so I don't know if he's the person where if you shake him, he's gonna like.
Violent.
Wake up screaming.
Oh, that's real.
So I'm like,
throwing bows.
So I'm like poking him lightly. And I'm like, hey, you're snoring. Hey. Like,
but when they're
hey.
That deep in sleep, you kind of have to like shake.
Hey. Right. So then I start like, hey. And then he's like, and I'm like, oh, we're getting close.
This is a lot of responsibility for a first date.
So
I'd like to
shaking.
Say.
And then he does the like, like, and then he gives me the most evil look, glares me down, and he's like, shh.
Oh my God. Shh. Because you woke him up and you
I
made
him
embarrass himself.
And I was like, and I turned, now, there are some things I can deal with. Do not shush me.
That's
so
real.
I lean over like I am scolding a child.
Well.
And I'm like, you are in a movie theater and you are snoring. You shush me one more time, we're going to have a problem. Wake up.
Whoa, dang. Mom voice. Hashtag mom voice real quick. Zero mom voice.
And then he wakes up. Like,
this is why I don't date.
So he wakes up and he's like, does a little stretching. And then he turns to me and he's like, so date's over? Yeah. Date's over? And I'm like, yeah, date's over.
Wait,
like,
was the movie over yet?
No.
Did and you stay for the end of the movie?
I stayed. I was interested.
He got up and left?
He left. He had no idea what was happening in the
That's
movie.
That's real. That's
and
fair.
I wasn't going to. Yeah. And then I just mommed him. So
I just mommed him.
That should be a real like verb.
Right? Mom, but like, I'm
you
like,
went zero
much?
To mom voice in like 0.2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
See,
no,
I did that,
like,
but at work this week.
Done.
I was pissed at
Quigley
work.
Quigley was not happy.
Well, neither were
well,
we.
Neither was I. And you know what? And then I'm sitting here going, I really did enjoy the movie. But then I look at the time and it's like midnight when I get out of there. And I'm like, so now I'm by myself at the movies at midnight. I just want to go home.
This is why you don't pick up Quigley's at the Piggly Wiggly, Chelsea.
Hey.
Life lessons.
But the grocery stores, they're a hot spot sometimes.
Hey. That
right?
is true.
Right?
That you did have that super cute story.
It wasn't
that, was
like
that a romance
I was
comedy
so bummed that that didn't work out.
So rude.
Yeah.
It was a good story, though. Like, yeah, really, good, really story. Good story. When they turn all of my stories into a TV show, that'll be people's favorite.
It really will be. We'll get Tyler caught up. I'll make him binge listen
yeah,
to you
right?
guys.
He's going to be like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
He's like, oh, okay.
So, Stacey.
What's up, Chelsea?
We have hit the point in the show for...
First impressions. These are the initial messages that we get when we are doing online dating.
Are we doing it, Stacey? Are we doing
we,
it?
We are a family like a giant tree. So when we do get these messages, or should I say Chelsea, since you know you have other friends that you didn't tell me about.
Wait, you just got a call from another Chelsea, Stacey.
Yeah, right? Let's maybe not act so butthurt about
it,
Stacey.
That vindictive woman we were talking about be like, oh, that's another Chelsea. I'll put her on speaker.
Which you did.
I just right? Shots fired.
You're like, maybe somebody should say hi to the real Chelsea. You know, she spells her name normal.
I would never say that.
And then I'd be like, really, Stacey? How do you
exactly.
spell your name?
Tell me how you really feel.
I love that you just had a full out fight, a hypothetical fight, like, where you narrated both parts.
If we had a fight, this is how it would go.
No, our only other fight was, Stacey, when you turn 40, I'll still be 39. I'm like.
And we were like 16 when that happened, so I was just genuinely being a bitch to be a bitch.
Oh, your drink.
I think math was on my side. Math was on my side.
My drink was served with bitters. So anyways, first impressions is when Chelsea or anyone else using an online dating app, since some of us are
new to it.
We got
to get Stacey on a like on more.
I thought you were.
She is on one.
Yeah. One.
She's on 16. One.
All I need is one mic. So.
All wow. I need is one shot. Sorry.
I'm going to start signing you up for them.
I think it's Danity Kane. It's super random.
I like them in Day 26.
I liked them in Making the Band.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In the show.
That's fair. That's
real. I was obsessed with that show, with the girls with the big hair and the
so,
glasses.
Oh, yeah. They were
Aubrey.
So good.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
And you thought, like, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. What is his name now?
I think
just Diddy.
Diddy.
You thought he still had a future?
Oh yeah.
But then he
you
did
knew
his
they were doing
with,
something
like,
really good when they had that graphic over him and it would just like explode.
Right? Or but then he had that follow up episode of his kid had his super sweet 16 and you're like,
I did not see that.
Yeah. Aww. It was on like one of the original seasons of
Stacey, you wanna 16. Tell us about the sweet 16 when they go to Africa and
they're what? To Sweet 16.
I don't think two this is a thing.
She's talked about it. This is no three,
because
but this
it's
is my
so,
fault.
It's important because, so with these spoiled brats, because a lot of them were, and they're just like, Mommy, Daddy, I want this. They actually put them in third world countries, and they made them go through hard labor.
What button? What? The button. I just wanted to see.
What button?
I want to see.
I'm telling you to loosen up
really?
The buttons. But it's like 10 minutes slow because when people were blowing up my phone, such as Chelsea, I called
oh,
it.
Oh, you know what's really funny? Okay, no, I got really confused. Okay, I had a super blonde
was
moment
it a
right now. This is a screenshot from, and I'm like, oh my God, it's
wait,
quarter to nine.
Do I know that guy? Let me see. No,
I don't know that guy.
He looks like this guy who's only been married like 2 years. Like the crazy killer. About to shut it down.
Oh yeah, no. Well, believe me. It was
Why does that guy look? Why do you have friends that look like the Craigslist killer?
Because I'm praying for them.
But real quick, they send the brats to third.
I don't believe that this is a show. I will really find it.
I will find it. So then they're like in Africa, and they're having to like you know. Find their own food and like you know kill animals.
I feel like this is a show you wish happened.
No, it did happen.
I want this to be real.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
Stacey has talked about it on 3 shows now. It better be real.
Talk about your first impression.
I think Stacey has an active imagination.
Okay, so we have first impressions.
Uggo.
We got Uggo. Uggo is 32.
He looks like the Craigslist killer.
He's from Farmington. He's pictured here in front of a like small deer.
He's a hunter.
And his t-shirt says, good boys go to heaven, bad boys go to London.
Classy.
Yeah, he seems like a classy guy, right? His comment to me was, and I feel like it's just a deep breathing voice. It's totally how this is. It's just, I like your hairs.
Oh, God. Hairs.
But it sounds like he's like
plural. Hairs,
you got
plural.
A party mouth.
you got it.
It puts the lotion
it's
on
real.
Its skin.
Exiled.
I never doubted you. I just said you talk about
you
it
just
a lot.
Made my emotions go crazy.
I'm gonna have to check this out.
You will.
All right. So I like your hairs.
Oh,
plural
hairs. That's that.
Oh well,
that could go either way.
Right.
I feel like he's one of those people that says, like, when you tell him, oh, I got a haircut, and he's like, oh, which one?
Yeah.
Oh. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, what a jerk. I don't play, do oh. that, people.
So rude.
All right, next one is, I was about to say his screen name. Oops.
I mean, maybe they need to be.
Quintus. Quintus is 35. It doesn't say where he's from. He enjoys disc golf, music, movies and TV,
oh, nice.
And anything to do with Notre Dame.
Wow.
Very
Notre
specific.
Dame or Notre
right?
Dame?
Oh, maybe Notre Dame.
I'm thinking Notre Dame.
I'm
thinking,
maybe
thinking football. Yeah. Rudy.
Maybe it's football.
Right.
Not the actual Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. You want him to be so fancy. I can hear
fancy.
It. I can hear it.
Notre Dame. Quasimodo.
Quasimodo. Tyler's come up with
that's
a really
his name.
Good name.
Let's change it. I like it.
Quasimodo.
He likes. He like. You changed that. The whole profile's different. Terrible. Anything to do with Notre Dame. I enjoy bells and
swine canty. I'm the bells of Noir.
This is amazing.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Quasimodo. Are you an interior designer? Because when you entered the room, became beautiful.
What?
But it's online. Did you enter a chat room, AOL style?
And he says, granted, this doesn't apply because we're online. Ha ha.
Aw. He tried.
And he said, your turn.
How old is he allegedly?
35.
Oh. 13.
I don't know.
I'm 35. Not even 30 and I know that's wrong.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, look at his picture. It's very like, say cheese.
He's you can't trust a man with a goatee.
Thank you.
Don't.
That's like I'm cooking some meth in the back alley.
Dang.
Or making some whiskey or moonshine. Shiners.
In his basement.
And he had the flavor saver, too.
How do you know about the flavor
Seriously,
saver?
Seriously, I hate that phrase.
Really?
And you're the one who told me about it, and it makes me sad.
Well, just if you eat food, then it's like...
Right? You talking about the soul patch?
That's not what they're talking about, Stacey. Phrase came from,
Now
Stacey.
I'm upset.
Oh.
That's why I was like, how do you know about that?
Now I'm upset.
You should be.
I'm...
Oh, now I know what you're talking
about. By the
about.
Way, I found Exile, which was the name of the Sweet 16 Brats going to third.
How many episodes was this?
I know. How many?
Was it like a season? I don't believe
it. Yeah, it was probably like
a half
mini
season. Series. Yeah. Like, it was like 4 episodes.
They needed to fill
up
their in between fall
break. Like, they literally, and they offered it to the girls, and the girls are like, so what do I get if I do it?
Exactly.
And they're like, no, you get the experience. Like,
I'd rather have a BMW.
I want money.
I can't believe she gave me my brand new Lamborghini before my birthday. I wanted it on my birthday.
I wanted it at my party. She's like the worst mom ever.
I wanted everybody to see. I crashed it.
Like a week later.
Like a week later. Okay, so this guy, he's trying to be a thug.
Let's call him, I like this name. Chelsea, I like this name.
Kunlan.
I was gonna call him Kunlan.
Kunlan or Kunlan. Kunlan.
Kunlan.
Kunlan.
Kunlan. Okay.
He's trying to be all thug. Ni hao. Ni hao. What's your Kunlan? And by the way, that's actually correct. That's hello. Say, my name is Kunlan.
You have classes. You have family over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chelsea. You're very accomplished.
So he's 36. He wears his hat without bending it.
That's not a bad thing.
No, I don't
Wait,
like it.
Wait, does it still have the sticker on it?
Because
he's 15 years old.
It probably does. So his little headline says, treat you like a queen and make you feel credible.
Is it the... Oh my God. Wait, is it the letter U?
How do you make me feel credible?
Yeah, it's the letter U.
You can almost hear the bad grammar. Like you just
treat
can...
you like a queen and make you feel credible.
What's your name, is Boo? What's your name?
What's your name? Oh, that was how
I'm gonna make you feel
today.
Credible. I'm gonna check your ID.
Oh, girl.
I'm gonna background check you.
Ooh. Make you feel credible.
That's like a Jimmy Fallon when they slow jam the news. It's just like, I'm gonna make you feel credible, girl.
I'm going to check your credit score for free. I'm going to take your ID, hold it up to your face, make sure it's
and
the
compare
real
the pictures.
And compare the pictures.
Like some kind of bar security guard.
I'm going to fingerprint you.
Fingerprint.
I'm going to give you a wristband.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to try and hit a riff in there, but you hit it before I did.
Hey, girl.
Okay. So
enter Boys to Men.
What he said is even breath. Better. Okay, so he definitely said, like, it's okay, remember when I was like, URL is about, it's the computer thing.
Yeah.
But IRL is in real life.
Yes.
It's one of those, and I think I figured it out, but I didn't Google it or anything.
Oh, no.
So it's probably wrong. I am not great at those. Just talk to me. Type out the freaking words.
Put the letters back where they belong.
For the love of God.
In real life. Took me too long.
Errol. To be fair, though, I just got a new cell phone and I can't type on it.
No. This is
yeah.
This is how we know we're just too freaking old to be single.
I have like my glasses lowered and I hold my phone with one hand and I type with one index finger on the other.
You have to hit the right letter.
WYD. What you doing?
What did I make this
Send
guy's name?
Send with confetti.
Kunlan.
Kunlan. Oh, yeah. Okay, Kunlan.
Kunlan Sorry. Said, WYD, queen.
Didn't I just call it? I just said WYD.
What's WYD? Is it what you doing?
What you doing?
Okay.
But I would read it as WID, queen, first, and I'm like, what you trying
How
to
many
say?
M's did he put in there?
Oh, that's fair.
One, two,
good
three,
question.
Three,
like, three
four,
is acceptable,
five, six,
but...
Seven,
wait,
oh.
you're talking...
Eight,
wait.
Nine,
like, Campbell's
nine,
soup.
Nine.
Mm-mm, good.
Wait, how many?
Mm-hmm. That's like three or four. But
yeah, no, that was nine.
Nine mm's like, is like...
So you're like three times girl. Better than Campbell's soup.
Oh,
get your Andy
soup,
Warhol.
Chicken noodle soup.
I'm going to go on my date, and then I'm going to be like, just see.
Oh!
Reunited.
And it feels so good.
Don't kiss the Phil, baby.
Okay, so this guy, this last one that I have.
Oh, there's one more.
His profile is an angry, you know that book about the angry dog? Like the scary angry dog?
There's a book about an angry dog. I don't want that book. I feel like
I only know Grumpy Cat.
It would leave
wrong
impressions on my
wrong
precious
side. Well, no, I just don't understand.
Wrong impressions.
Okay, I already ruined it. But like, it's not his whole profile, so I'm not ruining it completely. But it's Cujo. So like, why would you?
Oh.
Yeah. You get to choose your profile, man. Why are you putting Cujo in there? That is not good.
Because he's an animal.
So his name
animal.
Is.
Clearly, he's not an animal lover.
Anybody want to pick one? Somebody want to pick
you
a name?
You go with Quincy?
You want me to be Quincy?
I don't prefer know. Quaid.
Yeah, Quaid.
Quaid.
Like Dennis.
Get to the reactor, Quaid.
Quaid is 28.
Oh.
And for his headline, he wrote, "What's a headline?"
So funny.
I'm not even mad.
I'm mad. That's stupid.
Oh, so, whoa.
I put it for into mine.
Standards here.
He's into music, books, gaming, and traveling.
Oh,
all of those are spelt correct, so that's a win.
Isn't it sad that that's a win? Those are such basic words.
Society.
Hello.
Autocorrect.
Can I serve you coffee in bed?
I mean, maybe. What do you look like?
For real, though.
You got a six-pack?
No, he does not. Then,
no,
that's
he ain't
sure.
serving me nothing.
Also, I feel like without a six-pack, I feel like you're probably going to like trip over something and maybe spill coffee in my bed, and that's not, you're not going to like me in the
but
morning.
But even then, what color are your sheets? Because if
thank
that
you,
fancy,
that's
white,
what I'm thinking
you're
of.
Yeah, like, my sheets are
stained.
White. I don't want to deal
do
with that.
Do we have biscotti with our coffee?
What kind of coffee?
Right, like also, coffee, you pushed one button. Don't act like that's impressive.
Right? Like, or maybe he's going to like leave, go to Starbucks like in Hitch and then come back.
So just
spell your
to
name
make
wrong.
Me think that
so,
he ditched,
so that for like 5 minutes you're worrying
you're
about
that
like,
he
oh
just
my
ditched
God.
You and then I don't
what
know why guys
I just
think
do?
That's you know what Panera delivers now.
Yeah, yes,
thank you.
So I'm gonna need you to just pull up that app and stay the frick here.
Side note, that commercial, I'm like, that house ain't in Detroit.
But thank
that's
you, Panera.
Fair. That's real.
He's your sponsor. So
let me
it.
description. He looks pretty Weasley. Yeah, that would.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. That looks like something you'd see on some sort of list of away from schools, like 100 meters.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, that's just
that's
our
just
beautiful
sound
engineer.
Sound guru.
Nobody wants that.
Did you respond to this? Or
no, I respond to none of them. Unless okay. like people are adamant, like the Olive Garden guy way back
oh,
in the day.
Man. Yeah.
Realize we've almost been doing this for like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
We went through the whole alphabet.
Super fun.
And then some.
and then some. Yeah. Does anybody else have any first impressions?
I got a recent one.
I
and
love
this
it.
Is an in life first impression.
Love it.
Oh, IRL.
IRL
in real life. So I'm at the dog park and I ran there with my dogs. It's only like a mile and a half away. And
only.
So fit. So we ran.
So seriously.
And we get there and I'm like sweaty. I don't have makeup on. You know, it's early morning. It's Saturday morning and we're having
your
good
priority
time.
Is not
right.
that.
And this super tall guy, this is the only way I can describe
I already like it.
Super tall. Shows
it's
up
in
with
real life.
His.
He's super tall in real life. What?
No.
Shocking.
He shows up with his Siberian Husky, right? And so he walks in and blah blah blah. But I'm not trying to meet anybody right
oh
now.
My God,
like,
you and Stacey both say blah 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 the same way.
I get it from her.
I'm like, my dog has decided that she wants to use the pet, like there's a pet water fountain, and she can. Okay, there's a pet water fountain, and she knows how to turn it on and make it splash and make giant mud puddles in this park. And my dog likes the mud, but she's a husky, so she has a lot of hair.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get her out of the mud, and he walks in. He's like, oh. He's like, you're the other owner of the other husky. And I was like, dang it, why are dogs such good lead-ins? And I was like, yeah. He goes, well, what's her name? I was like, it's Khaleesi. He goes, Khaleesi? And first off, she's like my child. So
you're
I was like, no, Khaleesi. It's a Game of Thrones reference. He goes, oh, I never got into that. So right away, like, no.
Red flag.
And then, right. And so then he goes, he's like, and what's
you're like,
your
oh,
name?
Do you live over under that rock over there?
Right.
Sometimes.
He's like, well, what's your name? And I said,
Khaleesi.
Why are dogs such good, like, lead-ins? And I was like, my name's Angelique. He's like, oh, nice to meet you. My name is Quan.
Hey! I know a Quan! I know two!
And so then we start chit-chatting, and I'm really, like, not trying to. I'm trying to keep my dog out of the mud. And I'm just, he's like, oh, do you, like, he figured out we just moved back to our city, both at the same time. He's like, oh, well, do you know anything cool? And I tell him about one of my favorite spots to go. And he goes, he's like, so, would you like to go to XYZ restaurant? Like... And by then, we had been congregating, like, the neighbors had been congregating, and they were doing that thing where they're listening, but they're not really listening, and you're already kind of cornered, and I'm sitting there like, yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds like exactly
sure.
how I want to waste my one day off.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, cool. And so then, he gives me his phone, and he says, here, put your number in. And then he calls it
and
right there.
And he calls
there.
It immediately.
Yes, immediately.
I hate that stupid game. That's when I'm like, no, you give me yours.
Yeah, well, I didn't have my phone. I didn't have my phone on me because I just ran to the park. And so he's like, just so you know, a number to block. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. So then,
I will. Like, okay, thanks for the advice.
Okay.
Wait, was he even cute? Like,
okay, no. Nah, so this guy.
Because, I mean, we've already,
he had this
voice. We've already shut him down.
So, do you guys remember what the, like, old 90s surfer dude voice was? And it's turned into, like, the 2000s stoner.
Yeah,
dude, it's turned. So, he just told me he moved
it. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Yeah. Well, so it's turned into the 2000s, like, stoner voice.
Yeah.
And so, he told me he just moved back from Denver. And my first thought was, boy, are you still high? Like,
right.
I'm sorry. And then shout he said he was, and I was like, eh. And then he goes,
that's two.
I was like, well, what do you do one for a living, you know? And he goes, oh, I'm in between jobs. And I was like, eh, 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 eh. No.
You're like, oh my God, I have to have a really good conversation with that rock you live under. Bye. Yeah.
So I was nice super boulder. Chicken because all the neighbors had congregated and I gave him my number and then I proceeded to dodge him for like a week and then I canceled on the date that we had set up because I was like, oh, sorry, I got called into work.
Sorry, I have everything
I really
to
hope
do
besides this. And I forgot. I was planning on canceling on him days before.
Right.
And I kept forgetting. And then the day I was like, oh my God, I have to cancel my date tonight. So I was a total jerk. But I know that I was a jerk. But the fact that I kept forgetting about him just speaks to
right. That's I just watched The Gilmore Girls on Netflix.
Oh. Yes. And that's what I was doing.
Yes.
I canceled on him.
She literally dates him forever. And she's just like, and it's like, did you just write down breakup with P? And she's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
And then they're like, who's Paul? And she's like, who? Yeah. What? Dang it, I forgot about
that's
Paul.
What this, and okay, so describe his looks
oh, not
on
all.
Facebook.
Quibble. Quibbit
Quan. Quan.
Quibidaya.
No, this dude is in a suit in his profile picture and he still doesn't look good.
No, suits are the thing. I don't understand why guys don't get that. Like, you get a nice tailored suit.
Lingerie for women.
Suits for men. Yes.
Seriously.
Agreed.
Yeah, right?
That's why I walk around with my suit all day every
dude.
Day.
Goodness.
But you can't just do it like you can't just put one on that you bought off the rack. You got to go get that stuff right. tailored.
And get a skinny tie or bow tie. Oh, yeah. Don't do that fat tie thing. That's not in.
That is,
don't
that
do
is,
it.
I'm a bow tie guy. So.
Very nice. Oh,
he's so fancy. Oh, well, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you guys so much. We had so much. Seriously, this was so much fun.
Yeah,
I'm glad you had fun.
Yay. Thank you, Angelique. Thank you, Tyler.
Make sure you guys like us on Facebook, Reasons Why I'm Single.
Hey.
Check us out on Instagram.
Hey.
Reasons Why I Am Single.
Oh.
And Twitter, which is Why I Am Singles.
Plural. you can never have more than one single.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.